the Lord. It's like this. You know, you couldn't preach over this if you tried. Just some things you know. When the Lord walked through the house, touches people, what you gonna do? All I can do is just leave you with a short, encouraging closing thought. But I can't preach to you because he's already spoken. It's done. I can't encourage you in this. Could you get that and put that for me right there? Trust me when I tell you. When the Spirit of God begins to move, like it moved today, you need to just learn to just get out of your seat and step in that river and get lost in God. Because it's in moments like that that callings happen. Healings take place. Miracles take place. People get baptized in the Holy Ghost because God now, he's moving sovereignly. You can't pay for that. There's a river that flowed through this house. I don't know if you knew that. It flowed through this house. I don't know if you understand. It heals whatever it touches. And it's at that moment when divinity meets humanity. Can't nobody pray for you because you have another intercessor who maketh intercession for you. He's on the right hand of the Father. It is at that those moments that Jesus begins to say, give him whatever he needs. Turn on and tell your neighbor, if you don't know it, God was just handing out things tonight. He does that by the Holy Spirit. I really am just going to encourage you and just say, let's just gather around the altar. Because the presence of the Lord is still in the house. He's just still here. He's like, you don't understand. It's like this. It's like in Genesis it says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And the Spirit of God moved. Or we translate that word, that'll be hovered. He hovered over the face of the waters. Why did he hover? Because the Spirit now was waiting for a word. Because whenever God is going to do something, it takes two ingredients. It takes the Spirit and the Word. If the Spirit hovers and the Word is spoken, then the Spirit will bring to manifestation whatever that Word is. Do you understand that now when the Spirit of God now is hovering over this building? Do you understand now that you have the ability to perform the scripture that says, speak the things that are not as though they were? Oh, Lord, help us. Do you understand that? That now is your Ezekiel moment? That now you can walk into a graveyard and say, oh, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord and it will happen? Do you understand that this is the very atmosphere that you can stand and say, mountain, you've been in my way long enough, but now you got to, oh, Lord, have mercy. This is that type of atmosphere. But before I give you that message, I'm going to call Sister Mia. She's going to come. I told you I'm just going to be like 5 minutes, I think. I'm just going to give you an encouraging word.
Praise God. I just had a wonderful time being here amongst you guys. And I have a short little scripture. It's in Psalms. Chapter 132, verse 13. And it says, for the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. And we think that we chose God, but he says, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. So I just want to get that part straight. So in the rest of it says, I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. There will I make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp. That's the word. I have ordained a lamp for mine anointed. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown flourish. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Sister Abigail's going to say something to y'all. Come on, Sister Abigail. You can sit right there and say
Jesus. Praise God. It has been beautiful being here with you guys tonight. And I just think about the song that says, when he said there is a river, it says there is a river whose streams make glad the city of our God. And I will rejoice and be glad. Oh, hallelujah. That river that's flowing, get into the river. I have to kind of steal this from Reverend Sanchez, but he preached a message one time about David. And he talked about how when David was going to fight Goliath, you know, King Saul tried to give David his armor. He said, well, if you're going to go up against Goliath, here's my armor. You know, but David, he couldn't put on that armor because he hadn't proved it. But David, he went to what he knew. And what he did before he went to fight Goliath is he went into the river. And he just got deep into the river and he was looking for a stone. Hallelujah. And you know, sometimes the word of God is that stone to bring the giant down. Sometimes when you get in that river and you say, God, I need an answer tonight, Lord Jesus. God, I'm facing a situation. I'm facing a battle, Lord. I'm facing a circumstance. I'm facing a giant. And if you get into that river that like it's flowing tonight and you say, God, give me a word, Lord Jesus. I just need one word. He pulls out five stones, but only one stone did the job. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Woo! Come on, somebody give the Lord a hand clap of praise in here. Come on, mama. Come on, mama. Mama done prayed us through into the kingdom. Travel with me to missions. Interpreted in Spanish. Come on, mom, say something to the people.
Well, all I can say is that it was a pleasure being here again, and you know I'll be back next year, just for notice. And I was so blessed that my granddaughter and my grandson and my daughter was able to come, and they really was saturated with God's presence and with God's people, rubbing shoulders with each other and lifting each other up, and that's what it's all about. But every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I got to pray. Because you can't do nothing without the Spirit. Hallelujah. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by Spirit, saith the Lord. So walk in that Spirit. Hallelujah. Every day. Stir up the gift that lies within you. Hallelujah. God already showed you. All you got to do is keep on moving. Keep on pressing. Keep on doing. Keep on working. Keep on praying. But do it in the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. In the spirit of meekness, one to each other. God bless you. Until next time.
Hey, well, it's hard to believe we're leaving tomorrow at 9. This could be dangerous, but come on, Reverend Hamlet. Say a last word to the people, because we all taking off tomorrow. Come on. Give them a good God bless you.
Praise the Lord. It has been just absolutely great being here and being in the presence of the Lord and seeing what God has done. And my heart is just moved and just fall in love with the people of God all over again. And it's just been really great to talk to the pastors and just to be here. We serve such a great and mighty God. He is so faithful, isn't he? He is. He is so faithful to us. And I love him tonight. I love him with all my heart and my soul and my mind. I'm determined to go through with the Lord every step of the way. I have no desire to turn back now. I've come too far. I've come too far. And I tell you, there's brighter days ahead. And I'm looking ahead. I'm not looking back. But there's nothing back there.
Oh, but if we'll look ahead and trust God and believe God and walk by faith, God is going to make everything all right. So glory to God. I like that song I sing so often. There's something down inside of me. It's telling me, go ahead. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. It's down inside of me. Glory to God. God bless you tonight.
That's dangerous. Don't try that again. Amen. I'm not going to preach the message. I'm just going to give you a small thought. Turn around and tell your neighbor, keep the fire burning. Turn around and tell your next neighbor, keep the fire burning. Keep the fire burning. Why do I say that? Because a lot of times when you come to camp meetings and you come to conventions, we get fired up. But then by the time we get back home, if you don't maintain a fire, if you don't get rid of the ashes, you know what happens to that fire? Turn around and tell your neighbor what happens to that fire. That fire gets put out. If you don't put no fresh logs on that fire. So a lot of times you get fired up and you go, I'm going back to my town. I'm going back to my church. I'm going back to my youth group. I'm going back to the mission fields. I'm fired up. But when you get there, you meet opposition, trials, struggles. And then you find out that everybody's not on fire like you on fire. And everybody's not always happy with you being on fire. They're not happy with the joy and the anointing that's upon your life. And if you're not careful, they will put your fire out. So I need you to testify to three people and say, keep the fire burning. I need you to tell three more people. Say, no matter what you go through, honey, keep the fire burning. Come on now. Just let somebody know that real quick before we even get started. Just high five by three or four people and say, baby, keep the fire burning. Don't you let what God did these last 4 days be in vain. Don't you let the move of the Holy Ghost be in vain. Don't you let the anointing of God be in vain. Don't you let your pot of oil go dry. Baby, keep the fire burn. Wow! God Almighty. Told you I ain't preaching. I'm not preaching. I'm just encouraging you. Don't let it go out. You know what you got to do when a fire is going out sometimes? You got to start to fan it. You know what you're doing? You're moving away the dead things. You're moving away the things that burned up. You're moving away the things that got destroyed. Because in order to keep a fire burning, you got to work at it. If you don't work at it, the fire's going to burn out. What I come to tell you, you still got work to do. There's still battles to fight. There's still prayers to pray. But if you keep fighting, if you keep praying, if you keep the oil, you'll keep the fire burning. Wow! Turn around and tell three people, keep the fire burning! Wow! My God, somebody clap your hands and give God a shout of praise. Oh, you can do better than that. You can do better than that. You can do better than that. You can clap your hands. Give God a shout of praise. Keep the fire burning. Keep the fire burning. Keep the fire burning. I didn't come this far to let the devil put my fire out. I didn't come this far to let backslidden family members put my fire out. I didn't come this far to let the world put my fire out. Songwriter said, hide it under a bushel. No, I'm going to let
Satan, blow me out. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. What is he singing about? Keep the fire burning. My God, what about six, seven people's hands as they keep the fire burning? Tell them. Preach to them. Tell them. Preach to them. Come on, young people. You ought to stand up and shake somebody's hand and say, keep the fire burning. Elder, keep the fire burning. Pastor, keep the fire burning. Missionary, keep the fire burning. This ain't no time. He said, my God, Reverend Sanchez is going home tomorrow. You're right. But the fire is still at the altar. The fire is still in your spirit. The oil is still in the house. I got a word for you. Keep the fire burning. Wow! My God, somebody jump up and just start jumping. You say, what's the matter with them? They got a fire that's burning on the inside. A fire! How dare you to tell three people? You can sit there and look cute if you want to, but you can't put my fire out. You can't put my fire out. I'm going to keep the fire burning. I'm going to keep the fire burning. I'm going to keep the fire. Oh! What are you doing? Fanning away the ashes. I'm fanning away the ashes. I'm fanning away the ashes. I gotta work to keep the fire burning. I'm fanning away the ashes. I'm fanning away the dead things. I gotta keep the fire burning. I gotta keep the fire burning. I gotta. Oh! That's why the Lord said, do this. You know what you're doing? You're fanning away the ashes. You're fanning away the dead things. And you know what you're doing? You're causing oxygen to move. Because with his breath, where there's oxygen, there's fire. Somebody just need to fan away some ashes. Matter of fact, if you're sitting there, somebody just go like this. Just go like this. And if they still seem dead, just blow on them a little bit. Say, whoo. Say, whoo. Say, whoo. Say, whoo. Say, whoo. Say, what are you doing? I'm hoping that a spark that comes from me will touch you and ignite your fire and keep your fire burning. Wow! Good God Almighty, keep your fire. Should they keep their fire burning? Tell them why.
Because you got to. There's people around you that need the fire. Your church needs the fire. Your church needs the fire. If you go home and you say, oh, I'm just going to blend in and be like everybody else and sit down and not fan the flame, then you're responsible. You're responsible for your church. You're responsible for your life, but you're also responsible for the church, for the body of Christ. The body of Christ needs you. The body of Christ needs you to be on fire.
Keep the fire burning. Wow! Should they keep the fire burning? Tell them why.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Because he said he come to set the captive free, to loose the bands of wickedness, and to undo heavy burdens. And that's not just something Kyle said. That's something the Bible said. That's a promise in the Bible. If you get anything, Brother Renee is saying, he's saying the Bible, the Bible, the Bible. And what's in the Bible is power. What's in the Bible is life. It's life. And when you grab a hold of life and you take home life and life touches death, life makes death alive. And if you're going home to a dead church, a dead family, a dead anything, and you touch that with life, it's going to make that dead thing alive. That's why you must kindle the fire.
Keep the fire burning. Keep the fire burning. Keep the fire. So they keep the fire burning. Tell them why.
Because if we don't keep the fire burning, then the Holy Ghost can't have His way. When the Holy Ghost can't have His way, then the will of God cannot be done in our lives or in our church or in our community. And if we go and do not sit at His feet, and wait and tarry and learn to know Him, then the fire will go out. So you got to go home from this place when camp meeting's done and wait before the Lord and blend with Him, know Him, be one with Him. Because if you understand and become one with Him, then His will can be done. Otherwise, it can't be done. You got to keep it burning.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Oh, come on, clap your hands. Come on, clap your hands. Give God a shout of praise in this place. You got to keep the fire burning. Reverend Hammer, should they keep the fire burning?
Yes,
tell them why.
We need the fire in our life because the fire burns up everything that's not like God. And so you have to have that fire. It has to burn daily. It has to burn every day. Every time you wake up, every time you go to sleep, you should know that's a fire in your life. Thank God for the fire of God. And we got to keep it burning. Come on, I don't hear nobody. I don't hear nobody praising Him. I don't hear nobody glorifying Him. I don't hear nobody getting excited yet. Keep the fire. I dare you to high five three people and say, keep it burning, keep it burning, keep it burning, keep it burning, keep it burning. If nobody else goes to Sunday school, what do you need to do? If nobody else on your street to serve God, what do you do? If mom and dad decide to backslide and serve God, what should you do? If a whirlwind come and take your church away and you no longer have a building to praise God, what should you do? If you find out tomorrow a nuclear bomb is coming and it's going to hit your state, what should you do? If all hell comes against your life and the devil says there's no way you're going to win, I want you to let the devil know what you're going to do. Keep the fire burning. Keep the fire burning. Keep the fire burning. Tell three more people, I ain't going to let nothing put my fire out. Tell them I ain't going to let nothing put my fire out. Tell them again. Preach to your neighbor. Tell them this. Mama didn't give me this fire. Tell them, Daddy didn't give me this fire. Pastor didn't give me this fire. Reverend Sanchez didn't give me this fire. But it's the Holy Ghost and fire. It is keeping me alive. It's keeping. Wow! Tell six people, keep the fire burning. In closing, I told you, I can't preach. I'm just encouraging you. Keep the fire burning. When you get up and preach, Brother Kyle, keep the fire burning. When you get your message together and you help your daddy out preaching, keep the fire burning. Young people, even if your favorite preacher is not preaching for the rest of this camp meeting, I got news for you. Help the preacher out. You want to know how? By keeping the fire burning. Come on and set an atmosphere for the Holy Ghost to move. Keep the fire burning. Wow! I wish somebody was shouting here. I wish somebody was shouting here. I wish somebody would open up your mouth and give God a shout of praise. I dare you to lift your hands and say, God, I promise to keep the fire burning. For the next 10 seconds, I want you to praise God like you lost your mind. Go, 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 go. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Keep the fire burning. Keep your fire burning. Keep your fire burning. Keep your fire burning. Let it burn on Monday. Let it burn on Tuesday. Let it burn on Wednesday. Let it burn on Thursday. Let it burn on Friday. Let it burn on Saturday. Let it burn all day Sunday. Keep the fire burn. Wow! Something is moving in here again. Something is about to break in this place. It's the fire of the Holy Ghost. The fire. The Bible says, and I'm done, that God is a spirit, and a consuming fire. Turn around and tell your neighbor, your father is a fire. So that means your children are fire. Turn around and tell your neighbor, God loves fire. He is a spirit and a consuming fire. Say, that's why you gotta keep your fire burning. Because as long as your God sees fire, he says, I still got kids operating on the earth. God loves fire so much that the Bible says even the altars of heaven have coals of fire. Turn to your neighbor, keep the fire burning. God loves fire so much in Genesis, even the angel had a flaming sword of fire. Turn to your neighbor, keep the fire burning. He loves fire so much when Abraham was fighting demonic spirits and could not finish cutting the covenant. The Bible says a burning lantern of fire and smoke began to cut the covenant. Why? Because your father is a spirit in a consuming fire and you gotta keep the fire burning. Tell about three people, keep the fire burning. In Exodus, he was a fire in a burning bush. He was a fire that lit a mountain. He was a cloud by day, but he was a fire by night. Tell three people, keep the fire burning. In Leviticus, he was the fire that burnt the sacrifice. In 1 Kings, he was the fire that fell from heaven when Elisha called on the name of the Lord. In 2 Kings, he sent a chariot of fire to take Elisha to heaven. He was also a fire of chariots that which watched over the prophet when he prayed, Lord, open up his eyes that he may see there are more for us than there are against us. Turn around and tell three people, keep the fire burn. In Isaiah 24, it says, wherefore glorify ye the Lord in the fire. In Isaiah 66, 15, it says, behold, the Lord will come again with fire. Jeremiah said, it's just like fire. Shut up in my bones. Fire. Turn around and tell them it'll keep the fire burn. In Acts chapter 2, it says, suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared upon each and every one of them cloven tongues as of fire. Keep the fire burn. Somebody shout fire. 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 Lift your hands and shout. Reverend Hammond, move this. You know why God chose fire? You want to know why God chose fire? Do you know what happens when a human gets set on fire? Do you know what happens to you if I was to set you on fire? Do you know what you would do? I think you would move a little bit. I think you would jump a little bit. I think you would run a little bit. I think you would shout a little bit. I think you'd cry out a little bit. I think you'd run around the church a little bit. I think you'd dance a little bit. If God sets you on fire, something inside of you has got to move, because fire, fire, fire. shake these people's hands and say, keep the fire burning. Tell them I can mean it. That's what you got, sister. Say, keep the fire burning. When you go back to your church, keep the fire burning. When you go back to your school, keep the fire burning. When you go back to your house, keep the fire burning. I dare you to act like God set you on fire. I dare you to act like God just set you on fire. Get ready. Get ready. Can I tell people, get ready. Say, get ready. Say, get ready to get set on fire. Get ready to get set on fire. Get ready to get set on fire. God is going to send down fire. 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 You've got about 10 seconds to praise God like He set you on fire. Go ahead and praise Him. Oh, let the fire burn. 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 Fire. 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 Keep the fire burning. Keep the fire burning. Keep the fire. I dare you to get out of your seat. I dare you to walk the aisles. I dare you to praise God in the fire of the Holy Ghost. This is your moment. This is your hour. Keep the fire burning. Keep the fire burning. Keep the fire burning. Keep the fire. Keep the fire burning. Your mama, don't wait for your daddy, don't wait for nobody. Keep the fire burning. Keep the fire. Keep the fire. Thank you. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house and cloven tongues of fire. Keep the fire burning. Keep the fire burning. Keep the fire burning. Keep. Don't let Satan blow it out. Don't let the world stamp it out. Keep the fire burn. Fire, 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 Holy Ghost, fire, Holy Ghost, fire, Holy Ghost, fire. There's a fire in here. There's a fire in here. There's a fire in the house. There's a fire in the house. There's a fire. I want all you people that's on fire, I want you to go through this house and set every person in this building on fire. I commission you, go through this auditorium and lay hands on people and let your fire set them on fire. Go to the sound booth, go to the back door, lay hands on the usher, go to the back row, set this building on fire. Set this building on fire. Keep the fire burning. Keep the fire burning all throughout camp meeting. Who's ever preaching? Who's ever singing? Keep the fire burning. In your church, in your youth group, in your Sunday school, keep the fire burning. At your job, in your house, keep the fire burning. Fire the Holy Ghost. 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 Keep the fire. I want everybody in the building to come to the altar. Come on, come on, come on. Run to the altar. Back row, everybody. Jasmine, everybody. To the altar. To the altar. You might as well come praising God. You might as well come with your hands up, because the fire is about to hit this building. Come on back row, don't you miss it. Don't you sit back there and miss it. You're going to miss a move of God. You're going to miss an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Sit in the back looking on. This is your hour of visitation. It's already falling. It's already falling. It's already falling. It's already falling. The fire. The fire. The fire. The fire of the Holy Ghost. It's falling. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Fresh fire. 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 Fresh. Fresh. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Of the Holy Ghost. Fall. 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 Fire the Holy Ghost. Fire the Holy Ghost. Fire the Holy Ghost. Fire the Holy Ghost. Fire. 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 Keep the fire burning. Keep the fire burning. Fire. 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 Go on, Brother Kyle. Lay hands on people. Go on, sister. Lay hands on people. Keep the fire burning. Keep the fire burning. Don't let the world put you out. Don't let the devil put you out. Don't let people put your fire out. Keep the fire burning. Go on, Pastor Andrews. Go through and lay hands on people. Go on, Brother Renee. Go through and lay hands on people. Keep the fire burning. Keep your fire burning. Don't you let the devil put your fire out. Keep the fire burning. Keep it burning. Fire. 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 Remember, when you go home, you're not alone. The fire of the Holy Ghost will be with you. Keep the fire burning. Lay hands on the person next to you. Lay hands on the person next to you and say, I'm pouring in some fresh oil to keep your fire burning. He's here. He's here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is in this place. Keep your fire burning. Don't you quit. Don't you dare give up. Don't you backslide. Don't you get cold. Don't you throw in a towel. Keep the fire!